Looking for skincare that actually delivers transformative results? YouBeauty combines breakthrough science with simplicity. The multitasking resurfacing compound replaces multiple steps with one powerful yet balanced formula, designed to visibly brighten, smooth, and even skin, while helping minimize the look of pores, dark spots, and fine lines. And it's gentle enough for sensitive skin. Add their super hydrator for up to 48 hours of multi-level hydration that leaves skin looking plump, dewy, and glowing. Streamline your routine and see the difference for yourself. Shop now at YouBeauty.com.
IPVanish protects every device you own, your phone, your laptop, your smart TV. If it connects to the internet, it should be protected. IPVanish encrypts your connection and masks your IP address, helping keep your browsing private at home and on public Wi-Fi. And with no device limits, one account covers everything. Stream with added privacy. Browse securely. Connect with confidence. Right now, save 83% off the 2-year plan. Get started today at ipvanish.com/audio and take control of your privacy with IPVanish.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. As a former Husker and NFL player, I'm a bit of a health nut. Hydration and recovery, they do indeed start at home. Make sure you team up with Culligan of Lincoln. Soft water means better showers, cleaner dishes, and it protects your water heater and appliances. Their high-efficiency softener cuts salt and water usage. For drinking, make sure you add a Culligan Reverse Osmosis. Ladies and gentlemen, it's like bottle-quality water right at your tap. Great taste, and it's certified to reduce tough contaminants like lead and PFAS. Right now, get up to $300 off a whole home system or just $9.95 a month for your first 3 months. Schedule your free water test at CulliganHuskers.com. Again, that's CulliganHuskers.com. Culligan of Lincoln, water you love, go Big Red. So a lot of these guys have been talked about, so I'm going to go through them briefly here. Dexter Foster led Oregon State through tackles, had over 50 tackles through the first 7 games. He still was tied in assistant tackles for the team. I mean, honestly, I think he was their best linebacker. So he's coming here, so you can kind of say we got Oregon State's best linebacker. You look at Owen Chambliss. He led the San Diego State in tackles. This is a guy who was kind of a fairly high-name player, all-conference type guy for San Diego State following Rob Orich. Probably got San Diego State's best linebacker, if you will. Now, we don't have, I mean, Kwizea Gilmore's just crystal ball to be here. But if he comes, he's led UCLA in receptions and receiving yards. We could argue we're getting, potentially, Kwizea Gilmore, UCLA's best wide receiver, at least statistically. Now, these are, I mean, it's, you know, Oregon State, Pac-2, okay, San Diego State, love them, Mountain West, UCLA, not the best team in the world. But these are all still pretty true statements, depending on how you want to look at it. Dwayne McDougal, safety, also following Rob Orich from San Diego State. Now, he started playing for Orich at Idaho, followed him to San Diego State and now Nebraska. Well-rounded ball hawk with solid instincts. He had 55 tackles, 4 interceptions, which would have led the Huskers a year ago. He's not like a bigger name like an Owen Chambliss, but a key piece. You need those key pieces. You're going to put the puzzle together, the puzzle pieces of a team together. He was a key piece in that San Diego State defense last year. Will Hawthorne, this is a guy who probably has the highest ceiling of anybody. 10-800-meter dash guy, a 225, 230 pounds, almost 10-foot broad jump. The dude is athletic, fast, can run, a 4-star coming out of high school, went to Iowa State. They loved him at Nebraska's camp where he ran a 4.5. This is a dude who's got 3-4 years of eligibility. 2-3 years from now, he could be very, very exciting to watch. Nothing proven yet at this point. All right. I think that's everyone since Tuesday. Spent a lot of time, obviously, on the quarterback. Now, does this guarantee anything? It doesn't guarantee a freaking thing. I sat here and just said we could have a much improved team next year and still win 7 games just due to the schedule. So it doesn't guarantee a freaking thing. But I do believe everything I just said at the same time. Now, what do the results on the field bear out? As Jake likes to say, we'll talk about it after we see it. Jake, you got any headlines in general over there?
Well, there's another guy to add. Nebraska just picked up in the last 15 minutes or so. Anthony Jones from UCLA, 6'5", 265-pound edge rusher, had 20 tackles and a sack and a half this past season. I believe he led UCLA as far as getting to the quarterback as far as pressures go. Very interesting in that he will be a senior. This is his 5th school. Mm. All 5 have been in the Big Ten. He started Oregon, then transferred to Indiana, then transferred to Michigan State, then transferred to UCLA, and now will transfer to Nebraska.
So next year, he'll get to go say hi to his good buddies at Oregon because we play Oregon. He'll get to go say hi to his good buddies in Indiana because we play the Hoosiers. And Michigan State, not UCLA, though, unfortunately. But all right, he gets to the hello goodbye tour. Is that what we want to call it for him? He did lead UCLA in hurries, four quarterback hurries on the season. Tied for the team lead in sacks, 1.5 sacks. So statistically, those things are all true. Brings in a veteran presence, so to speak. Bit of a journeyman approach. I'm curious to see how he projects on the depth chart. 6'5", 265 pounds, Nebraska's newest defensive lineman here. Any other headlines?
Well, just looking at it, too, his sack may have come. It came in the UNLV game. His sack last year may have come against another Anthony Calandria. And I believe it did because he was the only one that played in that game. So that's a little bit interesting as well.
IP Vanish protects every device you own, your phone, your laptop, your smart TV. If it connects to the internet, it should be protected. IP Vanish encrypts your connection and masks your IP address, helping keep your browsing private at home and on public Wi-Fi. And with no device limits, one account covers everything. Stream with added privacy. Browse securely. Connect with confidence. Right now, save 83% off the 2-year plan. Get started today at ipvanish.com/audio and take control of your privacy with IP Vanish.
But, you know, there's a couple guys that's interesting that they're taking and, you know, might not light the world on fire. There's some other position. I mean, linebacker, obviously offensive line has been a big target for them so far. So we'll see how the class kind of finishes out, but you got to like it so far, especially, like I said, on the line where I think Tree Babalade and Brendan Black are both plug and play starters.
You need depth pieces too.
Yeah.
Like if you bring in like it probably 12, 15 guys, maybe more, but 12, 15 guys in the portal, they're not all going to start right away. Or maybe they are, I don't know. But you got to bring in depth pieces as well. You told me that Jason Witten is now Oklahoma's new tight ends coach. Is that what you told me during the break?
Yes, that is also late news, breaking news.
Do you remember I'm just going to give you my response on air that I gave you privately during the break. Is that really better than calling NFL games on Fox? With all due respect to Oklahoma, is that really better?
It's a different path. I don't think it's a pay raise.
All right. Maybe he just loves Oklahoma.
Yeah.
All right. Ole Miss, Miami. Jake, who you got here, my friend?
Well, I think I'm going to keep riding the Ole Miss wave. Obviously, they've had the distraction that is the Lane Kiffin departure. You lose a couple more coaches in this week, kind of moving into it. But they've just been a tough team all year long. Miami, again, they might be kind of hitting their stride, but I still can't get over some losses to some mediocre teams in the midway through the season.
Do you think they're a legit better team than Ohio State, or do you think that 25, I think it was actually a 26-day layoff this year, played a huge role in Miami upsetting Ohio State? Or do you think they're actually that good and they just play up to their competition and down to it at times?
I mean, I think they can. Again, while I mentioned those losses, keep in mind they've beaten Ole Miss, Ohio State, Texas A&M, Notre Dame this year. So, I mean, they definitely can be. It's just about consistency, and maybe they are. Maybe they're hitting their stride right now.
They haven't beaten Ole Miss yet. You said Ole Miss.
Texas A&M, Ohio State, Notre Dame.
Yeah, there you go. All right, a couple of interesting stats. All four quarterbacks left. Trinidad Chambliss, Carson Beck, Fernando Mendoza, and Dante Moore left in the playoff are all transfers. And Dante Moore is the number one overall projected quarterback going into the NFL draft next year. Fernando Mendoza is all over the place. I've seen him high first round. I've seen some guys say second, third. One guy said fourth. I was like, what? Okay. All right. This is what swayed my pick. Ole Miss, at least half of their coaching staff, pretty much all their offensive coaches, Lane Kiffin said after they beat Georgia, you guys stay here at LSU. I think that's going to play a much bigger role than people would like to admit. I don't know if this matters a ton. Miami played on New Year's Eve. Ole Miss played the evening of New Year's Day, a full day of preparation in benefit of Miami. This is where the extra days actually help. I don't know if it's that big of a deal. Again, Miami, I said coming into the playoff, highest ceiling, lowest floor team in the entire playoff. They could win it all, or they could lose by double digits round one to A&M. Obviously, they did not. They did have this weird span in the middle of their season where they had two bye weeks in 3 weeks. They had a bye week, a game, and a bye week. And that their two losses were relatively surrounding that time frame. And I don't know if that played into it or not, but that's just really, really weird. All right, my man. I'm going to take Miami, as blasphemous as that is. I do like certain teams being good because it's good for college football when teams like Miami Notre Dame, Nebraska, Florida State, all these teams, everyone except for Texas, is good for college football when those teams are good. Texas should never be good. Everyone else, the Blue Bloods, it's college football is better when those teams are good. I honestly might have taken Ole Miss. Trinidad Chambliss was Houdini. I don't know if he can replicate that performance that he had versus Georgia again against Miami. I actually think he can, and he might. I just think the coaching situation, that distraction, at some point it's going to catch up to Ole Miss. And I think Lane Kiffin saying, hey, you got to stay here at LSU, and that's half their coaching staff, most of their offensive coaches. To me, that's why I lean Miami in this game. All right, ladies and gentlemen. The Bears' future is yet up in the air to be determined tomorrow. Uh-oh. If you can all see me on camera, probably get that feedback tomorrow. Determination will be made then, but I'm 55% pro beard right now. Yes. Maybe 56. It might have gone up. Maybe 56. All right, go Big Red Nose. Remember, throw the bones.
This is sleeping hot, waking up sweaty at 2 a.m.? It's not you. It's your sheets. And Care Aloha is your answer. They're the original for bamboo sheets that are naturally breathable, moisture-wicking, and luxuriously soft, designed to keep hot sleepers cool and comfortable all night long. You can feel the difference in how much cooler you sleep. Care Aloha's innovative bamboo fabric pulls heat away from your body, so you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer without cranking the AC. Improve your sleep tonight. Shop Care Aloha bamboo sheets now at carealoha.com. That's carealoha.com. Cooler sleep starts with Care Aloha.
This Mother's Day, give her something she'll truly use and absolutely love. Minky Couture blankets are the perfect mix of beauty, comfort, and luxury. From elegant neutrals to spring florals, there's a style just for her. Say thank you with softness that lasts far beyond the day. She deserves it. MinkyCouture.com, the original best blanket ever.